This is the podcast that rocked for June 12, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. Thank you for joining us. This is a day late because we had a live stream with the Metal Meltdown on Monday, also on the podcast feed. Over a 1 hour discussion that's informal, casual, and goes off the rails many times, but only in the best of ways. You can check out Rob and the Metal Meltdown on YouTube. Other than that, let's get into it. In the ever-growing list of bands versus Ronnie Radke, it's this time Ronnie Radke drawing the flag against another band. Hardcore band Scowl have been in the news updates quite a bit over the past 12 months due to their dropping off of many festival lineups that they were included on. This started happening earlier in this year with the DWP festivals that were sponsored by the US military, who they are actively against in their recruiting methods. Scowl made many statements over this, saying they want no part of it. Other groups dropped off those festivals as well, and life went on. It was this past week that Scowl also dropped off of Download Festival in the UK due to Barclays Bank sponsorship for Download Festival, as well as Barclays' connection to Israel and the Israeli genocide listed as by Scowl, ending with the statement Free Palestine, that coming from Scowl. Other bands also joining in the cause for that, and there are many different groups, mainly in the hardcore scene, showing pronouns for Palestine and many other slogans and hashtags. This has gained the ire of one Ronald the Clown Radke for different reasons, but he jumped on TikTok and other social media to point out why he is leaving the scene, as he said, him and Fallen Reverse saying they've outgrown the scene and are too big for it, and because he hates all the posers and fakes and frauds in hardcore, metalcore, etc. Instead of quoting the man, I'll just play the audio right now.
What's up? Remember that video I made about how I'm leaving the scene because a bunch of you guys, you bands are incels and everybody kind of sucks in metalcore and like hardcore and all that stuff and all the pronouns for Palestine and stuff? Yeah, well, this just reassures me. I want to show you guys why. Free Palestine. We will not be playing Download Fest this year due to Barclays Bank sponsorship. Remember I said sponsorship of the event at Barclays connection to Israel and the genocide of Israel, blah, 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 right? Damn, dude, you guys are so punk and like real people, right? Yeah, real people. Meanwhile, you're doing Taco Bell commercials for the Super Bowl. This is why I hate your scene, because you're a bunch of fucking posers, dude. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You're not real. You're fucking posers. You fucking, oh my God, you bootlicking shields, dude. Here's another one. Speed, we will no longer be playing Download Festival Friday, June 14th due to the recent news of Barclays sponsorship. Cool, man, but check out these Nikes oh my God, dude. Communism, man, punk rock communism, but here, let me sell you guys some Nikes that we collabed with, and let's do Taco Bell's commercials, man. You guys are all loser posers, and you're not real punk.
What Ronald Clown failed to understand is one point that Scowl, along with Turnstile, who did it before, both had ads with Taco Bell well over 18 months ago, filmed almost 2 years ago, and that happened long before the movements in support for Palestine and the Israeli conflict overseas started really taking place here in the United States, or at least getting all the news coverage it does now. It's also worth pointing out that Scowl, like many, 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 many other bands, do not have a say on what festivals they're assigned. It's usually a part of talent buying, promotions, publicists, record labels, and all deciding what bands will be chosen on for specific lineups. Sometimes the bands are made aware of it right away, sometimes they are not. Scowl has been dropping off almost all festivals that had anything to do with anything they are against in stance. That is much more of a punk stance than anything Falling in Reverse is doing at all. There is a strong argument, however, that the DWP festivals in the United States have had the US military, mainly the Army, as a sponsor for many DWP festivals, including Welcome to Rockville, which Scowl backed out of this year. Whether it's a time frame constraint, whether they weren't made aware of until it was far too late, or their nerve got the better of them and they decided not to join up, not to be at the festival, it's on the band's decision to do it or not. I, for one, do think it's just Ronnie Radke reacting to things. He's trying to get riled up. He's also trying to call out people that are quote-unquote posers for being in commercials, while Ronnie Radke is absolutely doing a lot of different things right now in many different genres. It also can be said that he's a bit aware that he's not getting the best reception within the scene anymore, therefore he's going on to other genres and bigger pastures. Falling in Reverse will continue to make money this year. Their tours will do fine. There's no reason he had to go off like this, especially on topics he had nothing to do with, knows very little about, and this man calling anyone a poser is insane. It's beyond pot kettle black. Say what you like about bands such as Scowl. Scowl does not pander, and they definitely don't pander to teenagers. And Ronnie Radke has made a career out of making sure teenagers think he's cool. Can't wait for those teenagers to grow up and realize, wow, they were duped. Moving on, I'd like to send a special note for Happy Pride Month. In previous podcast episodes and videos, we've talked about many Ronnie Radke stances against the trans community and how he's made many anti-trans statements. Well, we here at Rocked acknowledge the many LGBTQIA+ icons in rock and metal. There have been quite a few. Going back in history to the legend Rob Halford, Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, all the way to more recent names like Lizzie Hale and even Billy Joe Armstrong. There are many more LGBTQ names that definitely deserve some recognition and stand up for their rights and much more for their beliefs than a lot of names in other genres. I'd like to take this time in honor of Pride Month to quote Rob Halford. The thing about gay people is that until we come out of the closet, we're always protecting other people. We here at Rocked hope you can all respect one another's identity, be comforting and reassuring, and anyone that has anything to say about it can go up to Rob Halford and say it themselves. See how long you last before you have 7 of the angriest security guards pummel you into a thin red paste on the ground while Rob Halford just laughs. In festival news today, the Riot Fest 2024 lineup was released with a new venue, this time being at SeatGeek Stadium, formerly where Chicago Open Air was held. This is not just a festival stadium performance, but rather they will be making an entire festival grounds out of it all with a choose-your-own-adventure experience. What does that mean? Well, I'll explain in a second. First of all, Riot Fest will be headlined by the returning Slayer for the exclusive Midwest performance. This will be Slayer's true return since retirement. Also featuring Beck, Fall Out Boy, Rob Zombie, St. Vincent, The Offspring performing Smash in entirety, Sum 41 in their final Chicago performance, Sublime, Lamb of God, Mastodon, The Hives, Clutch, Health, and many, 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 many more. It's so much more that it's kind of hard to read the festival lineup poster, which is some wild artwork, and I get why they did it. But it also has a big thing with the Punk and Drublic tour. NOFX will be performing all 3 days along with punk friends, The Descendants, Circle Jerks, Pennywise, The Lawrence Arms, Face to Face, and many more. All that, Riot Fest, Chicago, September 20th through the 22nd. Yours truly is planning on being there, or hopefully if they invite me back again. I'll have to make sure I send the right emails and beg appropriately. Back to Riot Land, which is what the new festival grounds will cover. A Kevin Smith tribute zone, an immersive recreation of the famous convenience store from Clerks, that's right, an actual Clerks zone where you can take photos and do all that cool stuff there. An area inspired by the film Mallrats featuring themed activities and surprises. Staples will be there, including the skate ramp, so if you want to go skating, you can sign up for that. Riot Pop, their own drink, free arcade games. I'll be having more Riot Fest coverage through the summer in the hopes that I'll be able to work with them again like I did shorts last time. Last year was amazing because they used my shorts as promotion as well as use them on the big screens. You can find the full lineup on my socials for Rocked and Riot Fest socials. It's a lot of bands and it would take so long to even cover it all. Check it out, Chicago, September 20th through the 22nd. In statistic and research news, I like doing these every now and then. Loudwire posted a published study by Merchoid who determined the top 10 dad rock bands. According to their research based on multiple criteria, we go from number 10, Limp Bizkit, Bon Jovi, Coldplay, Guns N' Roses, Linkin Park, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blink-182, and Van Halen tied for the number 2 spot, and number 1, the biggest dad rock band of all, Nickelback. This is definitely a 90-centric list, mostly, and I have to say, butt rock really reigns supreme for a lot of dads. Judas Priest have announced a second leg of their tour with Sabaton that will be going throughout the US as the band continues to support their latest album, Invincible Shield, which is really good. The tour starts September 13th in Canada and ends October 26th in Irving, Texas. You can check out more info on Judas Priest's site. Miles Kennedy also announced a new tour with the support of his announced third solo album, The Art of Letting Go. The new single, Say What You Will, is posted now. You can check out the new song, album info, and the tour on rock.net. The tour in the United States starts in Joliet, Illinois, Friday, January 17th at the beginning of 2025, and then goes all the way through February 2025 through Washington. Miles Kennedy also doing overseas tours starting in Germany, October 27th, and then going all the way to December 6th in Belfast, Ireland. Miles Kennedy will be an extremely busy man for the rest of this year and going into the next. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rock. Big thanks to my patrons and YouTube members. Special thanks to Chris Doman, Brandon Bruce, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access and more perks by supporting Rocked on Patreon and through a YouTube membership. Just $2 a month goes a massive way to help the channel, and you get perks out of it, like getting to see stuff early. Thank you again for your patience on this delayed podcast by a day. Hopefully you're all doing well. Thank you again. Happy Pride Month. And remember, just because Ronnie Radke's talking doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about.